is a little something like this.
Hello, welcome to the live set here on RN. I'm Alice Keith, and this week, highlights of a special live concert celebrating Australia's Irish heritage. Exile, Songs of Irish Australia, traces this rich and complex history through music, stories and poetry. As well as traditional tunes, there are contemporary songs that look to the past, as well as music that's firmly planted in the here and now. Curated by Artistic Director Shane Howard, the concert loosely follows a historical arc, starting in Ireland and then moving to Australia, with a retelling of the famous convict ballad Moreton Bay by Frank the Poet, to stories of the famine, to union songs about the Eureka Stockade, as well as new and old songs about the Kelly family. One's a traditional track by an unknown, uncredited writer. The other, Our Sunshine, is by one of our best-known singer-songwriters, Paul Kelly, who, by the way, isn't related to those other famous Australian Kellys, as far as he knows. Paul Kelly's Irish heritage goes back to his great-great-grandparents who moved from County Clare in Ireland to Clare in South Australia. Shane Howard's great-grandparents moved to Australia in the wake of An Gortal Mór, the Great Famine. He grew up in an area of Victoria that has strong ties to Ireland through its high concentration of Irish immigrants. As a member of Goanna and as a songwriter under his own name, Shane Howard's maintained those connections throughout his career, working with musicians from Ireland and also highlighting the contributions Irish immigrants have made and the influence they've had on Australian culture and history. In fact, one of the first songs he wrote when he was 18 was about the Eureka Stockade. For Songs of Exile, Shane Howard worked with Paul Kelly to handpick a group of musicians from Ireland and Australia, including Leah Flanagan, who grew up in Darwin and has Irish, Aboriginal and Italian heritage. He also invited Irish singer-songwriters Declan O'Rourke, Pauline Scanlon and father-daughter duo Sean and Anya Tyrrell. The production toured nationally in February, and here are highlights of the Melbourne and Brisbane shows at Hamer Hall and QPAC. On RN, this is Exile, Songs of Irish Australia.
Flay, murder.
like shade on a shachter mudden. Deteration, the Korean tall of food, Lelin Alora, God warts and wreck, Marine and Tannenbocht, Toshe Damanta, Mosfiran. Shaket garit ayen fo fadin dun is true story kala fariga ninor hamor etu sharsel marach fia sa garit dun fakharm when his shin good dines now. Nuger Cossach shin, Huntier Machaf South, in Snun New South Wales.
RN, you're listening to a special concert called Exile, Songs of Irish Australia, recorded live at Hamer Hall in Melbourne and QPAC in Brisbane. The concert was curated and put together by Shane Howard, who handpicked a group of Irish musicians and Australian singer-songwriters who share Irish heritage to perform for the show. The history of Irish heritage in Australia is a rich and complex one. Still to come in the show are new and old songs about the famine, the Eureka Stockade and the Kelly Gang. You just heard three traditional Irish songs performed by the Exile Ensemble, with Pauline Scanlon singing a traditional tune called Na Conneries. This next song is a setting of Moreton Bay by Irish musician Declan O'Rourke, based on the famous convict ballad by Frank McNamara, or Frank the Poet. This version was written by Simon MacDonald, who was an Australian traditional singer and bushworker, born in 1906. The song tells the story of the hardships experienced by a convict at penal settlements around Australia, in particular in Moreton Bay at the hands of the notorious commandant Patrick Logan. It also describes how an Aboriginal man allegedly killed Logan, much to the delight and celebration of the narrator and his fellow convicts. Captain Logan was speared in 1830, and it's worth noting that some of the language in this song is certainly of its time. It's believed that the original was written shortly after Logan's death, and the manuscript of this version was first obtained in 1916. Ned Kelly quoted lines from the ballad in his Gerildery letter in 1879, and it was bushranger Jack Bradshaw who attributed the original to Frank McNamara. Shane Howard describes putting together this concert as a bit like piecing together a giant puzzle, and a lot of research and work has gone into collecting songs that, I guess, tell the story of Irish Australia from lots of different perspectives. The song you'll hear after Moreton Bay is based on a traditional nursery rhyme, Rattle My Bones, and it's written by Declan O'Rourke, who spent several years living in Australia with his parents when he was young. And here he is performing Moreton Bay on RN. You're listening to Songs of Exile, live in concert.
I am a native of the land of Erin that was early banished from my native home. On the ship Columbus went circular sailing, and I left behind me the girl I adore. On the bounding billows that were loudly raging, bold sea mariners our course did steer. We were bound for Sydney, our destination, and every day cold irons wore. Oh, Moreton Bay, you'll find no equal, Norfolk Island and Emu Plains. At Castle Hill and Kirstoongabby and all time places in New South Wales. When I arrived, it was in Port Jackson, and I thought my days would happy be. I soon found out I was greatly mistaken. I was taken as prisoner to Moreton Bay. For 3 long years I was beastly treated, and heavy irons on my legs I wore. My back from flogging, it was lacerated, and oft times painted with crimson gore. Oh, Moreton Bay, you'll find no equal, Norfolk Island and Emu Plains.
at Castle Hill and Kirstungabi and all time places in New South Wales. Like the Egyptians and the ancient Hebrews, we were oppressed under Logan's yoke, till a native black there, he lay in ambush, and he dealt the tyrant a mortal stroke. Fellow prisoners, be exhilarated that all such monsters such a death may find. And when from bondage we are liberated, our former suffering shall fade from mind. Moreton Bay, you'll find no equal, Norfolk Island and the Emu Plains, at Castle Hill and Kirstungabi and all time places in South West. Just a poor pauper that nobody owns. Rattle my bones over the stones. I'm just a poor pauper that nobody owns. Out of my family I was the last. My wife and my children before me they passed. Providence chose to wean us from life with the longest and slowest and bluntest of knives. Rattle my bones stones. I'm just a poor pauper that nobody owns. Rattle my bones over the stones. I'm just a poor pauper that nobody owns. to eat from cold fingers that were scarred and furled. Twas me that was straight and the world that was curled. It kept me alive too many's the day, just to watch as I wasted and faded away. Rattle my bones over the stones. I'm just a poor pauper that nobody owns to play now I've died is the squeak of the wheels beneath where I lie on the back of this cart that creaks and farts, pushed by saddest of backs and brokest of hearts. And I pity the soul who pushes me on, for to live by the cart, live by the cart is to reap its reward. To live by the cart is to reap its reward. To live by the card is to reap its reward. To live by the card is to reap its reward. Rattle my bones over the stones. I'm a poor pauper that nobody owns. Just a poor pauper that nobody
knowing that I can't have it anymore. We set out on the open seas to the corners of the world. Oh, just like lambs to the slaughter, into this hell where my only dream was to survive for I was just a girl. Dark and tangled curls, but still I will be with you where I go. Oh, no matter how far between us the distance grows, still I will be with you where I go.
RN, Leah Flanagan live on stage for a special concert called Exile, Songs of Irish Australia. Leah grew up in Darwin. She studied classical singing at the Con in Adelaide, and she says her music draws on her Irish, Aboriginal and Italian heritage with, in her words, the storytelling of Ireland, the passion of Italy and the love of country of Aboriginal Australia. You heard Leah Flanagan performing Shane Howard's song Silver Mines. Shane Howard was the artistic director and curator of this concert, which celebrates Irish heritage in Australia. In Shane's words, it tells one of the migrant stories of this country through song from several different perspectives. Shane's Irish heritage goes back to his great-grandparents who moved to Australia after Ngota Mór, the Great Famine. And this song was written by Shane in 1978, I think he was about 18 at the time. It appeared on his 1996 album Clang alongside Silver Mines. This song is based on Shane's great-grandfather, Patrick Howard, and the role that he played in the Eureka Stockade. Shane Howard says that a lot of the history of Eureka, the sacrifices made by Irish diggers and the Aboriginal presence on the goldfields, hasn't been told. And a lot of his songwriting focuses on telling those kinds of stories. This is Rebel Song, performed live in concert by Shane Howard for Exile, Songs of Irish Australia.
Patrick came from a distant land, driven from his native home. Came to the lucky country shores, he was 18 years old. Haunted by famine and poverty, the stories had been told. He headed north from Melbourne town, search of Ballarat gold. Within a week, he laid a claim on a worthless bit of ground. He worked the land with his two bare hands and barely anything he found. The license fees became too great for honest men to pay. The rich may have their tables set, but the poor will have their day. And we'll sing a rebel song, as others did before us. And we'll raise a rebel flag, join in a rebel chorus. Well, work was high, the reward small on the fields at Ballarat. The license hunts got worse and worse, governments all to that. One day the cry went up that the traps were out. They were hunting anyone, hunting free men like criminals at the point of a gun. And we'll sing a rebel song, as others did before us. And we'll raise a rebel flag, join in a rebel chorus. Now the men who sit in the seats of judgment, delirious with power, blind to the wrongs of Ballarat from behind their ivory tower. Until at Bakery Hill, where the world stood still, Laura rallied the men to be free, and they raised a cry under a southern cross. We'll die for liberty, and we'll sing a rebel song, as others did before us. We'll raise flag, join in a rebel chorus. What drives a man to take up arms, risk both life and limb? What rallies folks together to fight and not give in? We suffered in the old world, the injustice and the greed. No, cried the Eureka men, we want equality. And we'll sing a rebel song, as others did before us. And we'll raise a rebel flag, join in a rebel. Sing a rebel song, as others did before us. And we'll raise a rebel flag, join in a rebel chorus. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Farewell, Dan, Edward Kelly, Stevie Hart and Joe Burnton. With the poor your memory lingers, those who blame you are but few.
did I do you in a manner I am told? 30 policemen did I do you for a paltry sum of gold?
30 policemen did besiege you in a hotel owned by Jones. Then they captured you and hung you. Nothing left you but the bones. Farewell, Dan, Edward Kelly, Stevie Hart and Joe Bunge. With the poor memory lingering, those who blame you are but few. Stolen horse, and he rode right on the face, burning bright, but not for long, lit up with a holy rage. No turning back for the child of grace, with the blood red on his hand. Never known to hurt a woman, he never robbed an honest man. His mother held in jail, his daddy dead. Daily rising, price upon his head. That sunshine, that sunshine, through fire and flood, through dust and mud, through cheese and blood, still riding on. Forever trapped in a suit of steel, with the hotel burning behind. Betrayed by his companions, with a train waiting down the line. Forever tall on a bareback horse, getting through by the skin of his teeth. It's a one more for the ladies, no one more for the police. Riding all night, hungry, tired and cold, into the misty morning, we'll never grow old. Our sunshine, our sunshine, through fire and flood, through dust and mud, cheers and blood riding on. Hey! As he stood before the judge's chair, he said, I'm free and easy, I see you there, our sunshine.
RN, you're listening to Exile, Songs of Irish Australia, recorded live in Melbourne and Brisbane. That was, of course, Paul Kelly performing his song Our Sunshine, about the Kelly family, as in Ned Kelly. And before that, you heard a song called Farewell Dan and Edward Kelly. It's a traditional song with an unknown composer. It was recorded in 1953 as sung by an 86-year-old who'd apparently learnt the song in Queensland during the 1890s. Both Paul Kelly and Shane Howard have performed their own versions of that song over the years, and you heard them there performing it together for the first time. You're listening to The Live Set here on RN. I'm Alice Keith, and here's Shane Howard and Michelle Burton Doyle performing Humping the Drum.
Of the Milky Way, and I boiled my corn on the Cape of York, and I starved last Christmas Day. I crossed the Murray and I drank in Cloncurry, where they charged a bob for a nip, and I worked in the Gulf where the cattle lay duff and the squatters let them rip. I worked from dawn in the fields of corn till the sun was out of sight, and I followed the crows on the grapevine all and the great Australian bite. I danced with Kit when the lamps were lit, and with Dolly when the dance broke up, and I flung my hat on the mile track when Bowman won the cup. I wheeled my bike to the shearer's strike, not fearing a funeral shroud, but I made the way for the flying stakes, and I dodged that lynching crowd. I shed some tears in the hungry years when jobs were short and few. I just packed up my swag and an old tucker bag. There was nothing else to do. I've humped my drum from Kingdom Come to the back of the Milky Way. Thank you.
are you crying, my pretty Colleen? Why are your eyes filled with tears? Let me come closer and dry all your eyes. Tell me the way that you feel.
Closer, come closer, don't throw me away. I am so tired and so alone. I'm dreaming of someone so far, far away, and sharing these memories with you. Just one step closer, don't throw me away, and carry me back to my town by the bay, when the darkness is falling, the passing of days. Won't you cherish the memory of my town by the bay?
Still remember the old mission yard, the old days, the old ways, the times that were hard. My friends from my childhood when I was young, the fathers, the brothers, and the old Irish nun. So just come one step closer.
RN, the transporting sounds of Paul Kelly and Leah Flanagan singing together for a special performance that happened in February called Exile, Songs of Irish Australia. That song, Town by the Bay, was written by Broome-based musician and playwright Jimmy Chee, who's probably best known for writing Brand New Day. The concert was curated and put together by Shane Howard, who you heard performing in the show. You also heard performances from Pauline Scanlon, Declan O'Rourke and the Exile Ensemble. The concert was recorded at Hamer Hall in Melbourne and QPAC in Brisbane. Many thanks to Alex Stinson for the mix. You heard highlights of the performance, and the full recording will be released as a special live album in June through ABC Music, so keep an eye out for details of that. Meantime, you can stream or podcast highlights of the show at our website. Just go to the RN homepage and look for the live set in the drop-down programs menu. You can, of course, also subscribe to the live set podcast on iTunes. I'll leave you with a little more from the concert. This is Father Kelly's Jig, Father Kelly's Reel and Fox Hunters, performed by the Exile Ensemble. I'm Alice Keith. Thanks for joining me for the live set here on RN. Catch you again next time.